The following is a podcast from a qualified senior care provider heard on the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome everyone back to Answers for Elders radio. And I am here with one of our wonderful resident dementia experts. And you all heard her last week on the show. And this week, you've been a busy girl. You've been hosting the walk this morning up in Snohomish County. And you've been kind of the co-chair for Alzheimer's. Annie Jacobson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Annie, I'm glad you're here because you have been such a light in helping families here on our show. And certainly, we're excited to have you back. And so you've been involved with the Alzheimer's Walks for a while. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, when I first started, I was attending the Seattle Walk typically. And then I got aware of the Snohomish Walk and what a great audience that fit. My parents were living up there. And I wanted to extend awareness that there's a really rich Snohomish Alzheimer's walk as well.
Absolutely. And I know that just where did you walk today? What was the area?
It's called Boxcar Park in Everett. It's a pretty area along the waterfront. And we've found a great way to mark a couple little spots with purple chalk. So it's full of purple. You can't miss it. So
yeah,
it's,
I love that.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area to be in.
And, you know, after having experienced the walks as I have, you know, it's pretty amazing to have people come together that there's so many families out there in the state of Washington that are dealing with a loved one that has Alzheimer's or dementia or they've lost somebody, like my mom. My mom had dementia. And, you know, to be around people that share that experience together, that can come together in such a, you know, helpful way, I guess is the word that I, you know, think about in the walks. And, you know, I think about, you know, why is the walk so important for the community? I mean, I know what it is for me as a participant, but I think we all as a state, you know, and a community need to come together on this. I really do.
I think a big part of what this walk represents this year was terrific. We have, in the prior 3 years, had people from the industry, people that work at home care agencies or placement companies, wonderful people advocating. This year, we had a mother-daughter team join us. The daughter got that great high school cheer squad out there for us today. If you saw them, they were fantastic. And we also have another community member who's been with us for several, we have two other community members that have family connection and just wanted to be involved. So that stretch is showing when your head's in the industry all the time, you feel like it's commonplace conversation. But when you get out in the community, the lack of thorough understanding of Alzheimer's, dementia, where those are not the exact same thing. There's a lack of awareness, and there's still a reluctance to be out in the community at the cafes, at the events where they can be very Alzheimer's friendly events. So ending that isolation that families have sometimes, ending the lack of understanding or confusion, helping businesses understand how to be receptive to people who are having trouble figuring out the bills in their wallet. These type of things are so important, and that's a big part of why I'm involved, is raising awareness.
Well, and you know, thank you, first of all, for what you do, because I know this is an all-volunteer labor of love for you, and certainly you have helped so many families here in the Pacific Northwest in, you know, understanding and also taking the stigma out. I think this is really a thing. People don't want to talk about dementia. They don't want to talk about Alzheimer's. And yet you've been such a great leader to help, you know, bridge that gap of to understand a little bit about the process, understand how to speak with someone. We've talked about it with Alzheimer's and dementia. And just being there for families overall, that you are certainly a beacon of hope for so many people. And the walks themselves, I think, are really important for families to come together to connect.
And see other families.
See other families, that you're not alone. And, you know, for me as a caregiver, when I was caring for my mom, I felt this overwhelming burden of feeling like I'm all alone trying to do this. And, you know, to find to make those connections, I think, are so vitally important.
And I think the visibility of these events mm-hmm. is a big part of raising
huge,
that awareness.
Huge.
Well, wait a minute. There's support groups? Oh, tell me more about that.
You know, yeah.
There's so much, and this visibility really helps.
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously, you guys had the walk today.
Yeah.
But there's still an opportunity for people to, even if they live in Snohomish County, and we're going to be, there's walks going on all this month. So
correct.
Obviously you can either sign up for another walk that's coming up, you can join a team, or you could still donate, can't you?
Absolutely. And we have people sometimes call themselves virtual walkers mm-hmm. who can't physically be there.
Sure.
But they still help fundraise.
Right.
And so at this point, you can still go to alz.org/walk. To find a walk to donate to. Mm-hmm. That's a terrific way you can still do that.
That's awesome.
And there's also the phone number 1-800-272-3900 that you can call and ask them for ways you can participate to make a donation mm-hmm. and also find out what services are available.
Well, and really what services are available for the Alzheimer's Association with Families are amazing.
Oh,
and that 800 number, I mean, I know that there are counselors, there's people that can answer questions. And doesn't that line go like 24/7? I believe it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And one of my clients said it was her lifeline.
Oh,
she
totally.
Said when she was having a horrible time at 3 a.m., mm-hmm. she called and somebody, they can't make it perfect, but they can brainstorm ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They can be compassionate and hear you, just have you feel seen a little bit
sure.
and come up for air, which is sometimes what the caregivers really need.
Right.
And then they can help guide toward respite resources
mm-hmm.
so you can truly get a break,
mm-hmm.
which caregivers need.
Huge.
And also learn what's going on in the person's changing brain
mm-hmm.
so that you can understand more. They're not doing this intentionally. They're not trying to be difficult. They're doing the best they can.
Well, and the load, obviously, for a caregiver is overwhelming. And that's why you're here. And we are so glad to be talking to our wonderful Annie Jacobson, who is the founder and CEO of Dementia Care Coaching. And then also you are work with home care assistants as well as a case manager, correct?
Yeah, as a client care manager for them and
mm-hmm.
dementia specialist.
That's amazing. So, you know, all the work that you do and with your organization, and then you also take on the walk, that is amazing for families. So you certainly have a great passion for working with families. And, you know, obviously, you know, I know for a lot of families, they're hesitant to pick up the phone and call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think, oh, well, this question is too stupid, or I don't know, they're not going to have, you know, my case is unique, or they're not going to understand. I'm sure between the two of us, there's no question out there that is too crazy or too out there or anything.
Absolutely not. The other thing I hear why they don't call is they're just too tired. Oh, yeah. I just can't do it today.
Right.
And yet that is where you can get a little bit of self-care and come up for air
mm-hmm.
a little bit. It's worth making the time to make
mm-hmm.
that call
mm-hmm.
because it is so immensely supportive
mm-hmm.
to you, the caller. And it feels like another thing to do sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I want people to really understand. This is something that's going to help you have more clarity, more energy,
mm-hmm.
rather than be a task that you have to handle.
Yeah. And, you know, you can only be so many places at once. So
absolutely.
Having that lifeline to be able to call the Alzheimer's Association and to get the resources on, you know, how do I, you know, bring somebody in? And
yeah.
And maybe, you know, every caregiver, I have to say, if you're a family caregiver, the first person you need to take care of is yourself.
Absolutely.
You cannot give to someone from an empty vessel. And
yep.
therein lies the resources that are all available to not only your loved one, but the Alzheimer's Association can be your greatest lifeline.
Absolutely. And I love when I can give people these resources that
mm-hmm.
I'm training, that the Alzheimer's Association has. I sometimes see them smile for the first time,
mm-hmm.
or you see their shoulders drop a little bit.
Yeah.
They realize there's some hope. They connect with their partner, their loved one, in a way
mm-hmm.
that they haven't been able to do in ages
sure.
because a little bit more understanding what's going on with their peripheral vision or their
mm-hmm.
anxiety or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing on the Alzheimer's website that's so fantastic is the coaching on a doctor's visit and
oh,
things
perfect.
To think about what it's going to look like. That is so telling for some people because they don't know what they're in for.
Yes.
That is really true. Well put together section of the website.
Very true. And I think, you know, just really the other piece I remember as a caregiver is I felt so much guilt because I felt the resentment of my life being, you know, put on hold for my mom. And, you know, the overwhelming feeling that I had of, you know, feeling guilty that I was resentful of my other family members and
yeah.
everybody else that got to do everything. And here I was, quote unquote, stuck. And then I'd feel guilty for having those feelings. And so
Absolutely.
Those are the things, you know, this is a cycle that's very, very normal for family caregivers. And mm-hmm. certainly one that, you know, you can, as a family caregiver, get involved. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with our closing, I would really like to talk about what ways can people get involved with the Alzheimer's Association of volunteering?
For self-care, one of the ways that they can get is going to the support groups that mm-hmm. the Alzheimer's
Wonderful.
Sets up and has all over the location, sometimes specialized for certain forms of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And both for caregivers, and then there are support groups around for the person with dementia to go have some engagement and activity. As far as getting involved with the association, there's volunteering for our annual walks.
Mm-hmm.
We do it year-round. There are opportunities to be at events and represent and speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some research studies that you can
right,
sign up and be a
right.
participant in. I
right.
don't have the exact name, but it is on that website again.
Mm-hmm.
ALZ.org. You can find a huge amount of information.
That's awesome. So if I want to volunteer, I want to, before we close today, I'd really like to, number one, give out the 800 number, if you will, and then also the Washington State website to please sign up for the walk or support a walk in your neighborhood. So what is
Absolutely.
Those
numbers? So the phone number is 1-800-272-3900. And to specifically get to Washington State, it's ALZWA.org.
That's awesome. Annie.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much for being on the show again. We're so
I
glad
love it.
To have you.
Happy to be back.
Answers for Elders radio show with Suzanne Newman hopes you found this podcast useful in your journey of navigating senior care. Check out more podcasts like this to help you find qualified senior care experts in areas of financial, legal, health and wellness, and living options. Learn about our radio show, receive our monthly newsletter, receive promotional discounts, and meet our experts by clicking on the banner to join the Senior Advocate Network at answersforeldersradio.com. Now there is one place to find the answers for elders.